Think of it this way. We're watching the biggest collision between Silicon Valley and DC since the Apple encryption fight, but this time it involves the Department of War and a $380 billion AI startup.
The part nobody's talking about is how narrowed the disagreement actually was. Anthropic was fine with 99% of military use cases, except for mass domestic surveillance and fully autonomous weapons.
Right. But those two red lines were enough for Secretary Hegseth to issue a 72-hour ultimatum: drop the woke safeguards or face the consequences.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. The consequences ended up being a supply chain risk designation, which is the same label we use for foreign adversaries like Huawei.
And this is where it gets wild. Trump literally called them left-wing nut jobs on Truth Social and ordered every federal agency to stop using their tech immediately.
I keep coming back to the hypocrisy of the whole thing, especially since OpenAI apparently signed a deal with the exact same safety red lines that got Anthropic banned.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. If OpenAI has the same restrictions, it suggests the ban was less about the policy and more about Anthropic refusing to kiss the ring.
So the real question is whether the administration is using national security labels as a political weapon to punish companies that lobbied against their one big beautiful bill.
It's like if the government tried to use the Defense Production Act to force a car company to remove the brakes because they might slow down a chase.
Here's what bugs me. While Anthropic stood their ground on the Pentagon deal, they simultaneously watered down their own responsible scaling policy to stop promising they'd pause training.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. They basically admitted they can't afford to pause if competitors like Google are blazing ahead after scrapping their own no weapons pledges.
But what if we flip that? If the Pentagon believes the risk of being second to China outweighs the risk of imperfect alignment, does a private company have the right to veto military strategy?
That's the core of the constitutional crisis heading to the courts. Does the executive branch have the power to declare a domestic company a security risk just for having an ethics policy?
The real tragedy is that we're letting billionaires and generals settle this because Congress hasn't passed a single piece of comprehensive AI legislation to define these boundaries.
It's a high-stakes game of chicken where the prize is the future of American defense. And for now, Anthropic is the only one left standing outside the tent.